The two parent companies of major hospital systems in the Charlotte region sent their Certificate of Need proposals in time for a Friday deadline last week. The proposed $16.5 million Carolinas Medical Center ER would have 8 treatment beds, diagnostic imaging such as CAT scans and X-rays, and laboratory services. Carolinas Healthcare Executive Vice President Dennis Phillips says it wants to build in Mount Holly because Gaston County residents already use CMC medical facilities rather than Gaston Memorial facilities.
Within our 5-mile range of the service area of this facility, over 30% of those patients have chosen Carolina Healthcare System facilities in the past. And if you go to the eastern part of the service area, it's more like 60%.
Caremont owns Gaston Memorial Hospital, which first sought approval for a standalone emergency department in Mount Holly in October. That proposed $22 million facility would have 12 treatment rooms, laboratory services, and CAT scan services. The state Certificate of Need department rejected the request in March. The department's documents on the request say Gaston Memorial didn't adequately demonstrate it would serve the needs of the population, nor that it would be cost-effective. Phillips says he didn't think Carolina's Healthcare opposed the first Caremont proposal, but the Certificate of Need office confirms CHS raised objections. A Caremont spokeswoman says the first proposal is under appeal. She says because of this, she could not give specifics on the second proposal, only that it's similar. Public records show the second proposal would cost $24.2 million. A Certificate of Need analyst says the state medical facilities plan does not include a need for standalone emergency services. This means the competing proposals will have to clearly demonstrate the need. It's highly unlikely the state would approve 2 standalone ERs in Mount Holly. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine in Charlotte.